What's up, fucking sluts? Welcome back to Skank Skanks Podcast. I am Hanwich.
And I'm Manhams.
And today's episode, we will be discussing the... I run out of adjectives. I say amazing every time. The fan-fucking-tastic episode number 493 of Legion of Skank.
Ooh. We always go, ooh.
Like, it's so, like, as if everybody doesn't know exactly what episode we're about to talk about.
Oh, my. It was called Tornado of Fun. And
it was.
The guest was Colm Turrell.
Turrell. Colm Turrell. Turrell. It's Colm Tyrell guest... in America.
I guess DeRosa was there, too.
The title was supposed to be, what was it? I was trying to write.
Oh.
DeRosa.
Like once the second DeRosa left. Hold on.
Did you write it down? Because I meant to and I didn't.
As soon as Joe left, it became a tornado of fun. Was supposed to be the title.
little Jay Gomez, a little wordy. Wordy Jay Gomez. I'm wordy. I'm too wordy. Yeah. I've had way too much caffeine today. I'm on Red Bull number 2. She made coffee. It's like 2 or 3 in the morning. I don't know. This is the hood episode.
Mm-hmm.
And for
hood
you,
as fuck.
Hood as fuck. And to you, audio listeners, not the hood that you're thinking of. Not the ones you people are wearing. I have to stop saying you people. I say you people so much, and it's just rude in general. Not even on a racial way. Is it always racist?
No. I mean, you could point at 3 people and be like, you people. It doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Okay, good to know. I almost never mean it racially.
Almost never.
This episode was a pre-tape. And it was so weird because they did it during the daytime. Kind of during the daytime outside, so like they were all too chicken shit to say the things they would normally say. Chicken shit, I wouldn't say it either. It's okay. But my favorite part of this whole episode was every time somebody would walk by and they would just start yelling things at passerbyers about
passersbys. No, passersby.
Needs more S's. My dog's right next to me for you viewers. You just saw a foot. I forgot where I was going already. But just with the... Oh, because this was taped on the day that the election winner was, like, the actual presidential election winner was, I guess, I'm so confused. I don't understand politics. So, for sure, Biden won, right?
Yeah, but I think Trump can take it to court before the inauguration.
Okay, well...
I don't know. I don't really understand that process.
But. I don't either. We don't even have to start there because, like what I said before we started recording, because there was a lot of politic related talk in this episode, just because it was just a time of day. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. It was the time of day for politics. No, it was just because the election. Results or whatever, the electoral results, I don't know, were like announced that day, and so mm-hmm. Oh my god, my brain. This was happening before we even started recording. I couldn't remember so many words. Anyways, too much politics. If we want to hear politics, we'll watch Part of the Problem or whatever the fuck Joe DeRosa's show is. But we don't.
No. We don't do that here.
But Lewis had our back. He kept trying to shut him the fuck up about it. Us, our back specifically.
Yeah.
Not anybody else's. So.
I actually feel like he really did have us in mind during this episode again, because we're always in his mind. But
of course.
I did notice at some point he was like, I know the people at home can't hear the helicopter.
Yeah. Because we've scolded him for worrying about the outside sounds because we can't hear them anyway.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But yeah. So Lewis is obsessed with us, as usual. We're just mm-hmm. catching up.
Everyone is. So it's
everyone.
Okay.
Every person I've ever met is just so obsessed with me and you.
End of me.
We were worried about this one, guys.
Don't tell them.
So right in the beginning, because like I said, this was during the daytime, so the crowd wasn't just Legion of Skanks fans, it was people that were just there for brunch at the stand. And there was like, right, of course, the table right in front was a table of not fans. And like Dave called ironic white supremacists themselves, not the people.
Yeah. You confused me for a second there.
sorry. But and then you could tell, like, well, I think I could tell that because it was a dude and two girls. You could tell the girls were like, let's fucking skedaddle. And it seemed like the guy wanted to stay. It seemed yeah. like he was like, I'm sorry, it's not. Because, like, it seemed like they were, like, apologizing for leaving. Which yeah. is kind of nice. I thought
they
that
waved.
Was nice. Yeah.
Goodbye.
They didn't just be like, Trump was robbed. And then they were fucking out. At one point, one of the passerbys, that sounds so wrong.
Passers-by.
Passers-by.
Yes.
One of the motherfuckers walking past. There you go. For hood today, remember?
Yeah.
These motherfuckers. There was like, Lewis said something and he called a lady a whore. And she was just carrying like a toddler. And then you could tell he was like, oh no, I didn't mean the baby. I'm so sorry. Imagine just being that mom and you're just walking by and some adult man just calls your baby a whore. Be like, oh, this is my kind of crowd. Let me pull up a chair. We're outside. The kid can be here, right?
I would probably assume that he was not talking to me.
Yeah.
That's just how I am.
Me too. No one talks to me.
It's like someone in a store or something. It's like, ma'am, ma'am. And I'm like, someone fucking answer him. And I'm like, oh,
can we get a lady up in here? This guy. He's trying to fucking speak to someone. Oh my gosh, and this was so cute. I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but I've watched this episode of Legion of Skanks like 4 times now. So this last time I was like just paying it. I was not even watching the show. I was paying attention to everybody in the background. And whenever Jay was introducing the guest, whenever he was introducing Colm, his wife was sitting back there and she was like recording him being introduced on Legion of Skanks. And it was Aww. The cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And I know she was because she whenever Jay started to, she pulled her phone up and was like, had it up here. And then he went on a Jay tangent about something. And then she put her phone down. And then she, like, every time he started to introduce Colm, she'd put her phone up.
Aww.
And I was like, that is the sweetest thing I've ever seen in my life. Because this was Colm's first time on Skanks, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, he was on the jury during the trial, but he wasn't an actual guest. So
this is so exciting for
him. I know. I'm so excited for him. And then he's been waiting for this.
Yes, we have been demanding it.
Yeah.
We have been demanding Column and Dad Me. And then finally, they're finally listening to us. That was a thing that I was going to, it was one of my questions that I was thinking about asking you, and we don't have to answer it right now, so you can have time to think about it if you need to. But if you could pick, like, on an episode, because you know how on some episodes of Legion of Skanks, it's all really good guests, but it's a group of friends. Excuse me. So they're trying to talk over each other and shit, and it gets like when there's just too many people there. Who would you have as your, like, just too many people being there? Like, who would you have? You could have any number of guests. It doesn't matter. Because honestly, like, six is too many for that podcast. So depending on who it is, of course. Like I said, you don't have to answer it now. You can think about it and we can
I don't understand your question, though.
Just, like, if you could have, like, whoever on Legion of Skanks, who would it be? And it doesn't have to just be, like, a guest or two. It could be like five.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Think about it and come back to it, because there's just been times where, and of course I can't think of an example right now, but like when there's multiple guests on and you like both guests, but it's just a shit, like there's been a time where, like, Feeny and it might have been when Feeny and Gillis were on together at the same time. And it's like, I love both of them, but they're just, like, on that specific show, they weren't, like, super great together, because Feeny kind of just would sit back and, like, let them joke. I don't know. I just feel like Shane's one that it's, like, should just be Shane. Or, like, with a Ari. Bit or, yeah.
No, I mean, I love it, but
yeah.
It's hard to get a word in.
Mm-hmm. Because he's so funny and you just want to let him go. You just want to let him have, like, talk.
Yeah.
And make jokes and bully people. But I was just thinking about that. I've actually been thinking about that all day. Like, who, and I still don't really have an answer, but, like, a group of people that would be good on there.
I want to just say Come Town, but they talk over each other all the time by themselves, so.
I actually listened to I don't know if it's the most recent Come Town, but it was one where it started out like that one, you know.
Yeah, I think that was the most recent one.
It just, like, randomly popped up on my YouTube thing, so I was just like, okay, and I listened to it while I was in the shower.
Ooh. Getting sexy with Come Town.
Getting fucking bubbled up with Come Town. Speaking of the talking over, my next note was that Lewis stopped the show to demand everybody put on their headphones because they were talking over each other. And then they put the headphones on and they're all like, ow, it's so loud. You guys are hurting my ears. And it's like, yeah, because you guys are fucking yelling. He wanted you to put the headphones on.
This is why you should wear the headphones.
So, you know what you fucking sound like.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Jay was being a freaking diva about the headphones.
Yeah.
I don't like these headphones.
They fucking suck. What? Do they push your earrings into your head? His ears are pierced, right? Surely they are. I've never paid attention.
I don't know.
Surely they are. If he has his nose pierced, surely his ears are pierced.
His nose is pierced?
Yeah. He has a hoop like me.
I like father, like daughter.
The similarities are so weird. Every time we compare Jay to my dad, it makes me hot, but, like, not in a good way. Like, oh no. Oh no, no, no.
I don't think it would be good if it turned you on. I don't think that would be a good way.
I just mean that it's not, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I know, like, Lewis is always an asshole to DeRosa when he's around because it's just, like, I assume it's, like, the bit just to be an asshole to Joe DeRosa when he's on Legion of Skanks. I don't know. They seem like they're friends. They seem like they actually like each other. Mm-hmm. But, clearly, Jay likes DeRosa a lot more than any of the rest of us. They're gonna start a new podcast, by the way. But Lewis just kept reminding Joe of how much we all hate him. and I, like, whenever that happens, I always feel, I start to feel bad for Joe DeRosa, but then I'm like, you bring this shit upon yourself.
Well, yeah, you start to feel bad for him, and then he says some dumb shit, and you're like, well, this is why, Joe.
This is why.
It's really exact. Well, DeRosa kept saying, like, this crowd hates me. And what? It's like, it's not just that crowd. It's pretty much all of the Legion of Skanks audience.
And then Joe, he was like, bragging about how much money. I mean, not, I guess not bragging, but he was like, I know they like me based on the money deposited into my account from Gas Digital.
Yeah, but I love that Colin was like, yeah, Corinne's a good earner.
He's like, you just take half of Corinne's money.
No, but it's exactly what Lewis was telling him, or maybe he was gone when Lewis was saying this, but he was like, all you have to do is just chill, say a couple of jokes, toss out an N-word, and you're good.
He
always has to bring some gay shit to it. This is what bugs me about him, is like, he seems way too serious and sensitive about things.
Yeah.
And he does just need to relax. Like, when he was on Opie and Anthony, and he had a short-lived show with Bill Burr, that I was like, oh, hell yeah, because it's Burr. I tried to listen to that, and it was a shit show. DeRosa is so sensitive, and he legitimately gets mad and upset about things. Like, when Lewis said he was gonna knock the sandwiches onto the street, and he was like, I just couldn't do it because it's DeRosa, and I knew he would actually be upset about it. It's like,
yeah,
he's that guy that's actually gonna be upset about that.
It's insane to me.
It's like, just relax. It's a show.
You hang out with the people you hang out with, you know, especially, like, even if it is, like, which I'm sure it is, just, like, a bit for the most part of the DeRosa fuckery on Legion of Skanks. Like, Lewis's attitude towards him, anyway. But, goddamn. I don't fucking remember where I was about to go.
Oh.
Sorry. I tried to pull it out of my ass, and I can't. I don't remember.
Oh.
So never mind. But you're right. Like, he, DeRosa, I'm just saying, like, these people, you know the kinds of people they are. You know the jokes, the kinds of jokes they make. Like, the bully jokes, that's part of their thing, is they all fucking bully each other. And it's like, A, why do you continue to come on this show if it, like, actually hurts your feelings? And two, A and two. I didn't have another point.
I don't know.
We're going to move on because just can't.
But because you never really listened to Obie and Anthony, right?
Right, yeah.
You should. I'm sure it's still on YouTube, probably on multiple channels, but you should look up the fight between DeRosa and Troy Kwan. It's ridiculous. It's like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just, like, I have, like, preconceived notions about him because, like, going into any Legion of Skanks episode, because I remember him from that and how he did get, like, overly sensitive and upset about when people were trying to joke. Like, even if it's mean and then it's not really funny, you still know that they're trying to joke with you.
Right.
But he would get, like, upset.
I watched that one episode of Without a Country where him and Corinne got in a big fight. And it was about abortion, which I understand, like, why that's such, like, a touchy subject between people and stuff. But, like, the whole point of that show, I'm pretty sure, like I said, I've only seen this one episode. but my expert opinion. No, but I'm pretty sure when the show was, like, before it was even a thing, when it was just being announced, it was the whole, like, premise of it was, like, basically a debate the whole time. Like, one person picks one side of the topic and the other person's on the other side of it. Like, mm-hmm. I thought that was the whole thing. And it, mm-hmm. and then it, because it was about abortion, it got way too fucking real for them.
Yeah.
And, like, I think they both got way too mad, way mm-hmm. more mad than they should. Like, Corinne fucking left. That was stupid. I don't know why she left, but whatever. But I don't know. That's, like, but seeing him, like, how mad he got during that, and he was, like, not to, like, bring that whole thing up again, but he was, like, telling Corinne that she didn't have the right to, like, have any kind of opinion on abortion, something like that, because he's adopted. And it's, like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. The whole part of it was, like, I get where he was coming from, but I also understood her point, but I don't know. Stupid, not about that show, but yeah. I've seen him, like, I saw how just, like, ridiculously mad he got over something like that, over just, like, a topic that was not even a real thing that was happening to either of them right then.
Yeah.
But Joe DeRosa and Sweet Baby Jason, their new podcast is called, I just had it, oh, Jay and Joe, fucking Faggotry of the United States of Love and Penis in My Butts podcast. Again, wordy J. Gomez.
Wordy J. Gomez.
That's the next shirt. We said we were going to put Shane in the title of every episode. We should just put, like, Shane, colon, and then the title for every episode. Even when the ones he's not on, not, yeah. Nothing to do with him.
Dude, I think maybe we need to stop putting Lewis's name on our shirts, because he, speaking of being a sensitive little bitch, he seems to be getting very cross with us.
Well, you know what? This is just for you, Lewis J. Gomez. December 31st, the Loser J. Gomez shirts will no longer be available. Mm-hmm. So everybody go buy them now. You have until December 31st.
Speaking of shirts. Our contest.
We have a thought. And if you motherfuckers don't participate.
Oh, I'm going to be angry. Do you want to explain it?
Oh, sure. So the contest, I believe, we've kind of just talked about it that one time. So somebody make us a goddamn intro for this podcast, and the winner.
See, what I was thinking is it doesn't have to be an intro. We would love an intro, but
okay.
It could be an intro. It could be fan art. It could be a clip compilation. It could be anything related to us, but make us something. And whatever we like the most or choose to use wins. And what do they win?
That you guys win. You guys win. Here, I'm going to talk into my vapey thing, even though my microphone's right here. And warn? Smelling like us. Are You Garbage t-shirt.
Used Are You Garbage. You can win both of our, or maybe if we choose two winners, then
I was thinking that too. We one of choose ours. Two and, like, each of you get one, or if one's really good, then we'll just choose one and you get both of our Are You Garbage t-shirts, because
you do not cross our sweet baby Lewis J. Gomez.
You're taking food out of baby James's mouth.
Mm-mm.
And fuck, we don't that. We don't support that here. We don't support taking children's food here. That's Skanks no. Skanks podcast. We're mothers. So if you'd like to get the chance to sniff us. Make us something beautiful. And we will pick a winner or two. And you can have our gently used Are You Garbage t-shirts.
Worn twice.
I've worn mine a couple times, but which could be twice.
Yep. That's literally what a couple means is two.
Shit. Make my hood's blocking my brain. Just kidding. I'm keeping it on forever. But yeah, so make us something and you can win our stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. Because we don't want these fucking shirts anymore. The straight up disrespect to one Louis J. Gomez. We don't fucking stand for... If anybody's going to disrespect Louis in this fucking world, it's going to be us, okay?
Yeah. You don't disrespect Louis. We disrespect Louis.
And we will physically fight anyone who does. Oh my gosh. I wish my hood had drawstrings so I could just have went.
Oh, also, speaking of taking food out of his son's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
This is the talk of the town on Lewis's Twitch, apparently, is everyone is giving me a lot of shit for taking food out of baby James's mouth because someone referred to our shirts as like bootleg Gas Digital merch or something, and it's like we're not actually using any of their things.
And I don't know if you've noticed, but this is a bootleg Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yeah, it really is. We might just start watching the episode, mm-hmm, and doing like a commentary over it.
Yeah.
And putting it up on Patreon.
So if you guys
$100 a month.
If you guys would like to watch us watch Legion of Skanks, then let us know, because we'll start a Patreon.
Not really, but the contest is real. Yes, I really will send you my Are You Garbage shirt. I'm not joking.
Yeah, for free. You just have to win.
Yeah.
And we'll send it. So
that's it. Easy peasy. Get to work.
The reason that Louis even mentioned that Jay and Duros' podcast was because they were going back and forth about the politic bullshit, and then Jay quoted Michael Rapaport on Legion of Skanks podcast. Like, what?
What are you doing, Jay? It's like the only thing worse than having Durosa on.
Yeah, for real. I wish I could remember now what it was about, but there was at some point, somebody made a joke, who would have thunk, on Lena Skanks' podcast, and Colm and Jay had the same joke or whatever, like reply, but Colm, he's quick. He got it before Jay.
He is.
He's a fucking quick boy.
Yeah, he's like a prodigy. I see big things in his future.
Big things. He's gonna be great. Yeah. I was at my mom's today, and I showed her the clip of Colm talking about the Loser J. Gomez shirts on A Fair One.
Mm-hmm.
And she was crying, and she kept going, "Oh, I like him."
Aww.
And then whenever he was like, because Colm said, or the producer for that show, I don't know who it is, but they were like, do they hate Lewis? Colin was like, no, they love him. And then he said, but he disrespected the bitches.
It's true.
It's true. And you know what's so funny? I can, for the life of me, I cannot remember why we started the Loser J. Gomez shirts. I don't remember what he did that made me so mad.
I don't know.
It was something from rap, but I don't remember what it was.
Was it when he said that he was going to start his own Legion of Skanks after show on his Twitch stream?
That's what it was. Yeah. Now I'm mad again. Fuck you. We're not. No, I'm
never actually did it.
I know. I was going to say, then we're extending the Loser J. Gomez shirts one more month.
But then, like, recently he said that he was thinking about doing a show about skanks and just answering all of our questions because we're retarded. That was his words. Because you're retarded.
He should go through and get all of probably my dumb questions.
We ask him specifically so many questions in our episodes, and he answered like two of them in this whole time, I think.
Yeah, the one he answered was about my question about why there was oven mitts on the bicycles.
Oh yeah, he answered that.
He did answer that one. I can't think of anything else.
The other one was when Bill Burr tried out his SNL monologue after Legion of Skanks. He said that was what Shane was calling to ask him if that was happening that night.
That just reminded me, because that was like a secret, the phone call. There was a point where I think it might be Gay Mike. I don't know. I get Gay Mike and that Tom guy confused. I think it was actually Tom now that I said it. But anyways, doesn't really matter. He came up and was like whispering. Him and Lewis were like talking sweet nothings in each other's ears. And Jay was even like, secrets. And then producer guy, don't know his name, walked over to Dylan from rap. And then Dylan said something to Dylan. And then Dylan got up and left. And I don't know that he ever came back. Did Lewis kick Dylan out?
Lewis was talking to Dylan at some point.
It was about the hoodies, I know. Those Reddit hoodies.
Yeah.
I have another question, and I hope I don't get anybody. No, because he put it in a reply to something Lewis said. Lewis posted on Twitter the Reddit hoodie and shirt, and then Ruler Zod replied to it with a link that was like, or buy them here for half price or something, and I clicked on it, and it's the exact shirt for $15, but he like replied to Lewis, and I was like, how does Lewis not like hurt this man?
What?
Yeah, I was like,
we're not doing that.
It was the exact shirt and hoodie, and like, and also available in multiple colors for $15. I don't know. I was like, what? At least we change it a little.
Really, the Loser J. Gomez shirt is a knockoff of the Joe the Loser.
Right, which was shirt. Not a pod merch shirt. I guess it was.
It was.
It was.
It was. Fuck. God Shit. Damn it. I thought we were stealing from Becky.
Damn it. Whoopsie. Sorry, guys. But Colm and Jay are best friends.
Oh, it's so cute.
It's so cute. I'm so happy for Colm.
I love that Colm just did that, though. It was like us when we were like, yeah, Lewis and we're best friends with Lewis now.
He just, like, yeah, we just stole friends. We just decide when people are our friends.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, because he's like, we play PlayStation and he beats me and those are not related or something like that. Talking about he. So I need to know, Jason, are you beating Colm? Because
I thought Jay said if he plays this, then we'll be best friends. I think it
was
friends.
Just Colm was just being silly.
Oh, okay.
It was just Colm being drunk. But yeah, because he was like, we're best friends. We play PlayStation and he beats me. And then he was like, but those are unrelated or something like that.
Oh, right, right, right. Okay, okay. I think I missed that part. Sorry. Oh my god. Should we talk about the Justin Silver video?
Oh my god. I actually didn't write anything down about it, but
that was a rough one.
Yeah. It's always so funny. No pun intended. It's always so funny to me though, whenever people who never speak about politics at all. And then just be like, I understand. I know. And it's absolutely, but every time we're always like, don't listen to us. We don't know what we're talking about. Did he say that? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. But we're also not trying to make like a poignant point for the world.
No, we are not.
I know the difference between good and evil or whatever the hell he said. It's like, okay.
Congratulations. Did you have both parents?
I'm pretty sure they're all evil, but I don't know what I'm talking about.
Right. Allegedly. Just say allegedly for everything, even when it doesn't go.
It's just so cringy and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But the whole debate about Jay brings this and he's like, we have to talk about this. And then on the show, he's like, should we? I don't know if we should.
Yeah.
You little weasel.
Well, just like with the fucking linking verbs. He knows all the linking verbs there ever was. And then whenever they were like, okay, say him, he's like, no. No. Oh my god. And they pull him up and when Colin was like, has been. Fucking Colin killed it on this. Oh my god. You got Lewis, I know you're listening. Please, for the love of God, have Colin on like once a month at least.
Yeah, but not too much, because you do kind of get sick of people. We don't want to have a DeRosa situation. We'll not that he could ever be like that, but you know what I mean.
Don't worry. We'll let you know if we get sick of someone. We will tell you. Don't worry.
We're not afraid to shit on people here.
No, we are not.
We don't have careers. We don't need to kiss ass.
What are you going to do? Not put me on somewhere?
We're going to lose our agents.
I'm never going to get SNL.
Oh god. No, actually the linking verbs and the Jabberwocky thing has been brought up so many times, and when Lewis goes, I can recite Jabberwocky, and they're like, really? He's done it so many times.
So many times. I have never heard this in my life other than on Legion of Skanks.
Yes, exactly. I still don't understand what it is. I don't know what it is.
I was going to ask you because you're smart. I figured you knew. I figured it was like fucking Shakespeare bullshit.
I have no literary knowledge whatsoever.
Oh.
I know like a tidbit of science and a little bit of math.
Tiny bit of history. I feel like you know a lot of history.
I don't. I enjoy learning about it, but I immediately forget everything that I've learned. Yeah. So that's me with history. I mean, like, I kind of know the events. I cannot tell you what century it happened in.
I don't even know what century this is.
Of course you don't.
Let me take a guess. I know it's 20... I want to say 20. Tell me I'm getting close. 23rd.
No.
22nd.
No.
25th.
No. You're getting colder, baby.
20th. 24th? 21st?
Yeah.
Oh, did I skip that one? God damn it. Yeah.
Who
guess what century it is. Because I don't fucking know.
I just saw you go, and then a s came out of your mouth, and I was like, whoa.
I was going to say third, and then I was going to go second, and then I was waiting for you to, because you went. So I thought I was going the right direction, and then your face changed, so I was like, fifth? Oh my gosh. Whenever Colin was like yelling at some lady to pull up her mask that was walking by, he was like, this is fucking Trump land. Oh shit. So earlier in the episode, because we've not been going in order, but that's fine.
I'm fine with it. We're just different. This is actually pleasant. I'm really enjoying this.
These are my favorite whenever we just like talk about it.
Just chatting.
We're just talking. This is not for you guys. This is for us. I hope you know that. But earlier in the episode, Joe was, because I guess he's doing some like pop-up sandwich shop, some shit. But he was like, I'm going to make you guys sandwiches. So he goes to make them. And he was gone for 48 minutes. 48 minutes making cold cut sandwiches. How the fuck are you going to have like a pop-up restaurant fucking thing if it takes you 45 minutes or 48 minutes to make?
What did he bring? Like three sandwiches?
I was going to say like two or three sandwiches.
That's insane. So when I first, like, the first thing that I wrote about that was DeRosa leaves to make sandwiches, comma, like a lady. But then, like, somewhere down my notes, it was just like, Joe's still not done making sandwiches. And then at some point, it's like, oh, he's back with the sandwiches. Like, what? I think this is why... The joke is always like, go make me a sandwich to women. I can't fathom taking 48 minutes to make a sandwich. I don't care what you're putting on it. It does not take that long.
Even if it was a hot sandwich, I could cook multiple steaks,
let them rest, slice them, and still get my sandwiches done before he had these sandwiches done. What?
And can you, like... I just imagine what I'm about to say is going to sound way worse because it started as a joke. But if my husband was like, make me a sandwich, and it took me 48 minutes to bring him a sandwich, I would be beaten.
Yeah.
He would fucking like hurt me.
It would be like, what? Were you fucking a village to get the meat for this sandwich?
Oh, shit. Is this what? Dick meat from the neighbor? Title, Dick Meat from the Neighbor. Shame, colon, Dick Meat.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Part one. Oh my gosh, but for real, like, 48 minutes, like, what?
Then and maybe he had multiple orders, but still, like,
he wasn't making sandwiches for other people right then, was he?
It was I don't know, maybe there were people inside the restaurant part, like inside the building. I don't know.
There
can't be that many people there that it takes you 48 minutes to bring three sandwiches tops.
It's fucking insane. It fucking blew my mind. 48 minutes. That's I had a baby in less time than 48 minutes. For real. Like, what? I made a human.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay. Definitely took less than 48 minutes to make each human.
I was about to say that. It took less than 48 minutes combined to create and birth the human. Not obviously the time, the cook time, not that, but like create and birth way less than 48 minutes collectively. Oh, they were, so, like, they started doing, I think they did plugs, like, right after Joe came back. And, oh, but, so the sandwiches, before I move on. Lewis wanted to fucking throw, like you were saying earlier, he wanted to throw the sandwiches. And I, that would have been so funny to me, but I know I would have felt bad about it, too. Because, like we said earlier, Joe would have actually been upset about it. And yeah. Then I would have felt bad for Lewis in that situation.
Yeah, it's probably best that he didn't do it, but yeah. If it were anyone else, yes.
Actually, I take that back. Well, if imagine if like
the waitress brought sandwiches,
I would crack up if he did it to the waitress. No, but like, if, I was just thinking doing if like my job. I was thinking if, like, Butterly walked up with a plate of something that he created and Lewis threw it, I would be like, how dare you? Like, somebody, like, sweet like that. But this is so off topic, and this really doesn't even need to be in this, but I just was going to tell you this the other day. Jeremiah was on SDR, and I think that is such a weird show for him to be on.
Oh, yeah.
So strange. Caught me so off guard. I didn't watch it, but I saw the promotion for it, and I was like, what?
That would be interesting. Maybe it would be a less gross episode than what I assume any episode is like, because I have never watched it.
I can tell you right now, the only episodes of SDR that I ever watch are ones where it's like people that I know on, and it's never a porn star, because I couldn't tell you one porn star's name. Other than like Lisa Ann, only because I didn't know who she was until Legion of Skanks. So
yeah.
But what I was about to say was, when they were doing plugs, Dave was talking about his new shirt, and I don't watch Part of the Problem, never once have I ever, but I want that fucking Tupac shirt. I love that so much. I want it.
It's pretty cool.
I do like it.
Isn't the sale over now?
Or... I think so.
Oh. Well then, you're shit out of luck.
I'll just fucking make it myself. I'll ask someone else on the internet to make it.
Just do it.
I feel
bad.
I feel like I threw him under the bus, but he, like, that Ruler Zod person, I feel like I threw him under the bus, but he replied the link in, like, to Lewis, so.
Yeah, but, and maybe... it might not be him who made it. Maybe he was, like, alerting Lewis to it. No? No, he it made
says,
it?
Like, yeah. It says, oh. Like, Ruler's Odd Store or something. Oh, and Lewis was, like, begging for a costume week because he wants to dress up as Blue Man Group.
What the fuck?
I say just always be in costume. Why not? Fuck just being in a costume on Halloween. Why? Just do it when you want to. It's your show.
Sure.
My dog is snoring. That's why I keep, like, moving over here trying to make him stop. Just keep waking him up.
I had no idea what Blue Man Group actually did, because anytime anyone mentions them,
it's just that one song.
I just think of the I'm blue. Yeah. Song, which is not them.
It's not them.
No.
Who the fuck is it then?
I don't know, but it's not Blue Man Group.
Why would it not be?
I don't know. Wait, hold on. Maybe I'm just doing what I do, where I just make wild declarations and I'm absolutely
wrong. And I believe you.
I'm gonna look it up.
I have my entire 26 years
of
existence.
That's what I thought.
It was them.
It's Eiffel 65.
What?
It's not Blue Man Group.
Since fucking when? That's fucking new. That's the remastered version. The whole time they were talking about it, I was like, why is nobody bringing up the one song by them that everybody knows? Fucking retarded idiots.
Get a load of these retards.
Check these fucking fools out.
They don't even know their most famous song.
Oh my god, that's insane. What? That blows my mind more than the 20 century, 21st century. You would have been so proud of me. I shittily explained time zones to to someone the other day.
Oh my god.
You would have, and I was like, I know this isn't going to make any sense the way I tell it, but it has all to do with the lines. And I pulled up pictures and documents. Because you can go like an hour away from where I'm currently at and it's a different time, and it's just fucking baffled me until you showed me pictures, and now I get it. So I'm gonna make a compilation of me just being a fucking idiot. It'll just be an episode.
I will never forget when I was like, because that's not the way the earth spins, and you're like, but it spins Pacific. I will never forget that. That didn't make any sense.
I wish I still had those DMs, and I know I don't.
No, that was on the podcast.
Oh.
It was on some like really early episode.
Oh my god.
So you can go back and hear yourself not understanding it.
I know, like, yeah.
I don't understand why it's not a northern and southern time zone. I said the earth doesn't spin that way. You said, okay, but it spins Pacific.
Because there's a Pacific time zone. Oh, shit.
She's fanning her hot ass embarrassed self.
I was so embarrassed. And I was reading my notes, and it's all stuff, everything next we've already said. When they were talking about linking verbs, and Colm just goes, abso-fucking-lutely. And he was like, I think that was pretty good for a guy who's not from here.
But yeah, that's pretty fucking funny.
But don't they speak English in Ireland?
Yeah, that's why it's okay. Extra funny.
I was just making sure. I didn't. What do they speak there? Irish?
Well, they have Gaelic.
I was about to say Gaelic, but I wasn't for sure if that was a real thing.
I don't know how. I think they might learn it in school, but I don't think they speak it on a regular basis.
Yeah. Why would they?
Everyone from Ireland, let us know. Tweet at us.
Everybody that listens from Ireland, call them. Also, one more thing. Not one more thing, but another thing. About
the last.
This is it. The last fucking thing I'm saying. I'm out. No, but Jay kept calling Cullum. And I don't know if it's... Again, Colm, we're struggling with your name, but I think it's Colm, right? C-O-L.
Yeah.
Not Colm.
I remember a fun fact. I think he said it on, like, Real Ass Podcast, or maybe it was in a tweet or something, but he said that his name is actually spelled C-O-L-M, mm-hmm. And in Ireland, like, it's a kind of common name, and that's just how they pronounce it, is Colm. Mm-hmm. Like, they say that, like, film, they say film. Like, that's just how they pronounce the L-M. Like,
oh, okay.
But American people are retarded and they were just calling him Colm.
Oh, yeah.
So he, like, added a U into his name just to fix the confusion.
Just to help us stupid-ass Americans.
So, fun fact. I hope that's true, but I remember him saying that.
It was just one of his fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
All speaking of Colm, I hope this isn't a secret, but he DM'd me today on Instagram, and he said, what's the story behind Little Bill? Because he didn't know that that was a show, and so I was like, yeah, that was actually a show. I used to watch that show when it was on, because it aired from like 99 to 2004, I think. I don't just know that. I just looked it up today. But so I was like, because I remember watching that show whenever it was on. But I was explain the history of Little Bill, because it actually is Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I knew that, but I only knew that because they explained it on Legion of Skanks.
Yeah.
I had never heard of that before. But when they got, when someone sent them that doll, they explained that, and I was like, oh, that's weird, never heard of it.
Yeah, I was a wee lad whenever.
Lad?
Laddie. What's a lady?
Lass.
Lass. I was a wee lad.
Earlier, look, she's gone through some changes, okay?
I decided I'm a rapper today. Call me Big Sean. Call me Little Sean. Sean's not a very good rap name. Sorry, bub. Excuse me. And I, more about Colin, this is now the Colin cast. He got a real ass dude chant for Colin J, a has been.
I thought it was really funny, speaking of Colin. When he was saying, like, how they announced this episode as, like, a special guest.
Yeah.
And he was like, I hope it's not just me.
He was like, but, special needs.
Well, like, I get what you're saying, because it makes it sound like it's someone huge when you say that, which is, I'm sure, what they're doing. But I think the fans all have probably picked up on, like, anytime, I think, at least, anytime they say special guest, it's just that they haven't booked anyone yet.
They just haven't got anybody yet, so whoever it is going to be special. Yeah.
They're special to us.
I'll tell you, Colin was the most special guest on that fucking episode. Fucking DeRosa. I have a complaint. This is directly to Mr. One Luis J. Gomez.
Of course.
Who the fuck puts cream cheese?
Oh my god.
On a sloppy Joe.
A heroin addict, apparently.
Okay, so sour cream, I can understand. Because at first, that's what I heard, was he put sour cream on a sloppy Joe. And that kind of makes sense to me. More so than cream cheese. But I also know the cream cheese and meat situation does go together sometimes. But because I've bought, like, sausage before. Sausage, because it was the shape.
That was a weird hand emotion for sausage.
Because I was about to say, and it was filled, it had cream cheese in the middle of it. And I, you know, when you slice it up, that's what that was.
Oh, you were cutting it.
Okay. I karate chop my meats. We don't fucking use utensils in this house. These are my utensils. But, so I understand cream cheese and meat go together sometimes, but sloppy Joe, first of all, trash ass fucking food.
Yeah.
But I think perfect food for, like, a New York food truck. I think that makes sense. Not with the sour cream or the cream cheese, I mean. Fuck.
I don't know. I think the sloppy Joe thing is kind of weird. And I think it's weird how obsessed Lewis is with it, or how, like, amped up he is just to
sloppy
feed
Joe's.
People sloppy Joes.
Yeah, and when he was talking about the tater tots, and Jay was like, no tater tots. Fuck you. Tater tots are always great. Tater tots are always welcome.
I thought he said, like, a definite yes to the tater tots.
Dave. Did I say Dave? Oh. Dave said definite yes to the tater tots, I think, and Jay said no. Because I think Jay was worried about utensils.
Oh.
He said something about a wooden fork. I don't know.
Oh. Weird. Oh, I don't know.
Tater tots are always necessary.
Tater tots with a utensil?
Well, if you cover it with cheese, but you're weird and you don't put cheese on things.
Like cheese. See, you refer to cheese sauce as just cheese. Are you talking about cheese sauce?
I don't know.
Or like melted shredded cheese? Because you get cheese fries. I'm not eating that with a utensil. You just stick your hand in it.
What are you, the fucking
Queen of England?
What? Whenever I don't know I don't know what Lewis meant by cheese on it. I don't know if he said cheese sauce or just cheese. Either way, it's good. I don't care. I've had it both ways and fucking throw cheese and cheese sauce on it. I don't give a fuck. But I don't know if it was on purpose or if I just misheard. But I think whenever Lewis brought up the tater tots, he said terrorist tater tots.
What?
And nobody said anything. So maybe he didn't say that, but I'm pretty sure. But we all know how much that really means anything when I'm pretty sure of anything. I think he called them terrorist tater tots.
I don't remotely understand that.
Like, why? He on accident, like he was like he meant to, was gonna say something else and then said like whatever the chopper, what did he say, the chopter?
Oh, tropter.
Like, tropter. Like that kind of situation where you just fuck up and say too many words at once.
Oh, I thought it was just like some kind of joke that I didn't understand, because that happens sometimes.
Maybe it was. I don't know. But no, I don't think anybody paid attention to it. That's why I was like, maybe he didn't say it. But I wrote it down. I wrote terrorist tater tots, question mark. Like as if that's what he was going to, because they were coming up with names for, like, because they were like Dave Dog and the, for their pop-up thing.
Oh,
their
restaurant. Sloppy J.
And then maybe they said Taylor's
sandwich.
I don't know. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he did. I've only watched the episode 4 times and I still didn't catch it. So
Sloppy Joe's sounds like if DeRosa opened a restaurant, like that's what it would be called.
It sounds like any sexual encounter with Joe DeRosa. And then Lewis was pointing out this sexy broad in the crowd who just so happened to be Colm's wife. And whenever he was like, get out of here, bitch! He was cracking me up. You whore!
The poor girl, she even like pulled her shirt up and like was covering up.
She's like sitting, she's like, back, oh, there, no, like, Colm, do you beat your wife at home? Please stop doing that if it's something you do.
I feel like that's an Irish stereotype too.
Uh-oh. Yikes. Colm just seems so nice. I don't feel like I've ever seen him like actually upset on a show. And maybe he just like is good about not doing it like in the public eye. I don't think I've ever seen him, like, super upset.
I know recently, I think it was on Wizard of Pod when he had the Dad Meat guys on. But I remember he was saying something about, like, how when he gets mad at people, he, like, will get mad at someone and be like, oh, I'm not talking to you. And then, like, 10 minutes later, he forgets about it and he's just, like, hanging out with them. And he's like, oh, shit, I was angry.
I forgot. Fuck you. Speaking of Wizard of Pod, oh my gosh, the one with Dad Meat was so good. And it was so cute. He reached 50 Patreon members during that, and I was driving, and whenever he reached when he got to 50, he was like, you guys, I'm blushing. And I was like, oh, Colm, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, warmed my heart. The Dad Meat fans are pretty cool too.
Yeah, they're all just like, they're not mean, like, to be funny. Like, they're not, they don't do like the Lewis approach or the Lewis fan approach where everything they say to you is fucking mean.
Yeah, like every joke has to be mean.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Sometimes you can just play around with alliteration.
Literally all you have to do to get the fucking juices flowing up in here. But whenever, so Lewis is like hitting on every girl that walks by just because Biden is in charge now, maybe, and you're allowed to do that now. You brought this up and I didn't even catch it until I watched it back today. But he hit on Irish Joey.
I'm pretty sure it was Irish Joey.
It was him. Because I went back and watched, like, after he did it, I rewound it and watched it. Because I was like, I have to make sure that was him. That was funny.
Yeah, that was really funny. It's like, you guys play video games together. I think he works for Gas Digital or something now, too.
Yeah, him and his girlfriend do. They're producers of at least SDR, I know.
Oh, really?
Or maybe, I don't know if producer is the right word.
Because Shannon still does it, right?
Oh. I think so. Because I feel like I saw a thing on Instagram today with her in the thing.
Cool.
A thing on Instagram where she was in the thing, you know?
Yeah.
We have all the information here. The only thing I have left, and it just says racist toys, LOL. I didn't write anything about them. Because I didn't know what to say about them.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say about them either. I wrote all of them down just in case you wanted to talk about them. But I didn't have anything to say about it.
The only question that I have, and this is just honestly just curiosity, that Nancy doll, the first one.
Yeah, I was confused.
That wasn't racist, right? It was just a baby doll. It was just a black baby doll. It wasn't like, it wasn't racist like the other ones. Other ones were meant to hurt people.
This is where I was confused because they started the conversation with this Nancy doll, but I don't remember. And I watched this 3 times. You'd think I'd pay attention the second or third time. But again, we are retarded here. But like, I was so confused because I didn't know if they even said that was a racist toy or if it just brought them to the idea of racist toys.
Well, they had
just like the first black baby doll?
They had a top 5, I think is what it was.
And yeah, but she wasn't on it.
Right. So so maybe that wasn't. Maybe they just, that was just the segue into the racist.
Yeah, because I was looking at it, I'm like, am I dumb? I don't see what's racist about it.
No.
And I was really confused. But then I thought, maybe that just sparked the idea to go look at racist toys.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm still confused. I gotta go back.
That's
and
probably
watch it
again. Because you wrote them down. Did you write down 6 of them? Like, well, 5
no,
including
because,
Nancy?
I mean, when I was watching it, I noticed they brought her up and then they go into the list.
Okay.
It's a separate thing.
Yeah.
But then I didn't know why it went from her to the racist toy thing.
That is so strange. They must have just, it might, well, and then they asked about, because that, so they started talking about her because she just got inducted, I guess, is that the right word, into the, was it the Toy Hall of Fame or just the Baby Doll Hall of Fame?
I have no,
I think they were confused about that. I should have looked that up. I was going to, but I did not. And then from there, yeah, then they went into the racist toys. Some of those were insane. Like, that I was just like, I did not even think that that would exist. Like the 5 little boys.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
and
oh
then
my
when
gosh.
They mentioned gollywogs and everyone here is like, what? And Colin's like, oh yeah, gollywogs. Like, he was excited about it.
Yeah. And he's like, I know about those. Apparently those are a hot commodity in Ireland.
And okay, so the like the blackface thing, the minstrel makeup kit. Do you remember when we were discussing what's tasteful blackface, and I was I was saying, what did they call the guy, the people who did like the that yeah. black, that kind of blackface, and I couldn't remember the word.
That's what it was.
In my head, I kept thinking minstrel, and I was like, that's not right, because I was like, I'm pretty sure a minstrel was someone who, like, went from town to town singing songs to people, like, in the dark ages or something. I was like, don't think that's the right word, but clearly it was.
Okay, well, you were way closer than I was, because when I hear menstrual, I go straight to period. And because I remember I was doing something the first, like, when the on the when we watched this live on the Saturday, oh, last Saturday, I was like, I remember I had walked past the computer and I heard that, and I was like, I was confused, because I in my head I'm like, I didn't understand. I was like, is this like blackface for your pussy? Is this period blood for your face? Like, what is this? And then when I watched it the second time, I was like, oh, that's just what it was called.
I don't know why that got a snort out of me. Blackface for your pussy.
What? We have all kinds of title opportunities tonight.
I don't know about that one.
Shame. Hashtag shame, shame colon black. Blackface for your pussy. Just get Shane in more trouble. He wasn't even involved in this.
Well, that's why we're leaving the Gillis off. So there's at least any
Shane.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of any other Shane, and I just
Torres, totally and I don't even know who that is.
My first thought was Shane Dawson, and I'm like, do you even know who that is? Oh, okay. Well, do you have anything else about this episode? Because I have a whole page of things about something else.
I have nothing else about this episode.
Okay, well, that brings us to one President Ari Shaffir has come out of hiding, and he actually, like, a few hours before we were started, quite a few hours really, but before we started recording this episode, he came out with a statement from assassination recovery. That's what I was trying to say. Assassination attempt recovery. Fuck. So he's starts off the video bandaged up as fuck, coming out of some little hole in what looks to me like a very foreign place.
I was like, this could be a foreign place or it could just be LA.
I was gonna say, it kind of looks like what I've seen in like pictures and videos and stuff of California.
Yeah, because like a lot of places have like a Spanish style where there's like arches and
okay, so let's, so anyway, so right at the beginning of this, he says he is outside of the United States. So in the episode, in the trial episode, whenever him and Gavel DeGraw were going back and forth about like a video game that they have the high score on at Gavel's house. Mm-hmm. Gavel was like, while you're in Ecuador, I'm gonna beat your score or whatever. So that leads me to my next question.
Yeah.
Where is Ecuador? Because I thought it was in Mexico.
Wow.
And then, but he said outside of the United States. And I know... I know that Mexico is not the United States. I understand. But to me, Ecuador sounds like a place that should be in Mexico.
Jesus. Okay. I know you're just like a sweet little innocent dumb person, but sometimes the stuff that you says
rubs off on you, huh?
Yeah. No, sometimes the stuff that you say kind of sounds racist.
Okay. I just mean it sounds Spanish.
Right. But there's a lot more.
Is it in Spain? Wait, is Ecuador in somewhere else? Let's start there.
It's a country.
It's its own country.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll be frank with you. I just looked it up to make sure because I wasn't sure if it was in South America. Jesus fucking Christ. South America or Central America.
Southern South America.
Because I get confused.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in South America. But just because it sounds Spanish does not mean it's Mexican.
I'm sorry. I do not mean it that way.
Mexico is one country where they speak Spanish.
No, they all are in Mexico. I'm so sorry. I don't mean it. I'm just kidding. Anyways, so I think he's in Ecuador. And I was talking to my husband about this because I brought that point up to him when I was doing this. And he said that in a Skeptic Tank episode, I don't really watch Skeptic Tank unless it's somebody that I watch on there. And but he watches it, and he said that Ari mentioned leaving the country a while ago, like long time ago. But
on the episode of the trial, they talked about it so many times.
Yeah, that he was leaving the country. So. You can't fool us, Ari Shaffir. With fucking skank detectives on the case.
I don't think that he ever thought that he would be fooling anyone with this. So when you're like, you can't fool us.
So, his injuries that he sustained he was shot in the back, he was shot in the head, and one of the shots spun him around, and he was shot in the left nut. Ruptured. It was his low-hanging nut, as he described it. Mm-hmm. And then he was taken care of by Jew doctors in a 36-hour surgery. And then while he was being repaired, I almost said surgeried, so.
I knew you were going to say that.
While I was being prepared. Repaired. I'm so fucking sweaty, but I'm so nervous that I have sweatpants. I have sweat stains in my shirt. So I'm not taking my sweatshirt off.
You're scared that you have sweatpants. Okay.
I'm scared I have sweatpants in my shirt. This is all going downhill. But the Jew doctors dropped a scalpel. I almost said spatula. Scalpel on his leg and hurt his leg. So he had multiple injuries. But he was making this announcement to officially say he is stepping down as president of Skankonia and leaving Shane Young, what did he say, Young Cow with the Horns Gillis as president of Skankonia for the time being. And his last official, I have hiccups. His last official, what is the word I'm looking for?
Don't know. I'm so sorry. I don't know what you're looking for.
His last official command, I don't know, as president is forever vetoing Battle of the Badass Bands.
Yeah. I don't think it works that way.
No. Vetoes only work while you're president.
Yeah.
I don't know much about politics, but I know that. And he warned us all to be to watch out for assassins. And then he went back and said that we probably don't have to be too worried because none of us are as important as he is.
True.
Very true. So, oh, another random part thing that I mentioned is his shirt was on inside out during this. I don't know if he was just trying to hide a logo or what, but probably. I just noticed that his shirt was inside out. So if you watched the video, which I assume everyone probably did, there, whenever he's talking about, he doesn't know who the assassins could be or could have been or whatever. And then all these fucking names just go flying across the screen so fast. And I wrote down all the names and I'm going to read them all to you because it took work. I had to slow it down multiple times to try to catch all these fucking names. So we have the first name on the list was Big J Okerson.
Jason? Why would Jason do that?
I don't know. Because he lost the presidential election and he wouldn't have lost.
Care.
I know he didn't want it. So it was Big J, DeRosa, and then, which I don't put it past DeRosa. He's a suspect. He embarrassed Ari. Ari embarrassed him.
True.
Very and, much so.
I mean, a man with such tiny shoulders has to be just a psychopath.
And if anybody in this group of comedians that we partake in would be a school shooter type, I think it would be DeRosa.
Probably.
Okay, so after DeRosa, it was Amy Schumer, Anthony Jeselnik, Bobby Lee, the first chick he gave chlamydia, Yamanika, Bandit, his dog, Dave Smith, and then Bandit again, Bert Kreischer, another possible suspect.
Ooh.
The second chick he gave chlamydia to. Luis Gomez.
Whoever Bert the Kreischer. Hell that is.
Yeah, I was going to point out that Luis J. Gomez is not on this list anywhere. So Luis is off the hook. Some Luis Gomez, whoever that is, some random person.
Probably some dude from Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Bert again. Kobe's ghost. Roy Wood Jr. Godfrey. The chick he gave genital warts. Michael Rapaport. Shane Gillis. Which.
He should be on that list. I was wondering if his name was on there.
He should be on the list. Bert's old lady. Vanessa Bryant. Good. She could easily call a hit on a person, I bet.
Probably.
Bobby Hutch, the Dice Man, Whitney Cummings. Sorry. Yamanika again. Comedy Central as a whole. Zach Amico, Brendan Shaw, Brian Callen, Catholics as a whole. Damian Merlina. I don't know who that is. Dan Soder. Sweet baby Daniel would never.
What? Never. Neither would Zach. He wouldn't even hurt a fly.
No. Judge Gavel DeGraw. Judy Brown. Who's Judy Brown? Is that Judge Judy Brown? Is she the other?
Oh my god.
Okay, I'm almost done. Judy Brown, Justin Silver, Natasha Leggero. Sorry. I don't know who you are.
Words are hard for her.
Yes. And then this last one, Robbie, Jewish last name. I didn't know how to say it. I'm sorry. There was like a sound in it. But yeah, so I was wondering, I was studying this list of names because I want to know if there was like a reason for this order. Because then at some points you can see where his brain was going. Like in my head anyways, because he went Judge Gavel DeGraw, Judge, I think this is Judge Judy Brown. That's who I'm saying this Judy Brown is. And then from Judy Brown, he went Justin Silver. He went from judges to colors, like actual colors. Oh my God, that's going to sound so bad. And I didn't even, that wasn't even. But yeah, I don't know. I studied this list because I was thinking of, I think Bandit has probably has some, we've seen what he does to dogs.
Yeah.
So he has,
he bites them.
Yeah.
Real hard.
Real hard. Does Amy Schumer hate him? I don't know anything about Amy Schumer.
I have no idea. She seems like the type of person who would hate everyone. Actually, I've heard that she's very, very nice, so I don't know. Maybe people are kissing ass, but...
have you heard what she did to Brendan Sagalow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not nice. Jeselnik. I don't know. I mean, I know who he is, and I've seen, like, his Netflix shit, because he's everywhere, but... why would he want to kill Ari? Bobby Lee, I think he has reasons. Ari used to beat Bobby Lee up all the time.
Yeah.
Bandit. Dave Smith, does he really have a reason? I doubt he wants Shane as president. Bert Kreischer has every right. Every right. He has every right to fucking assassinate someone. anybody that he gave an STD to.
Justified.
Hmm.
I just think the number, holy shit. Sorry. I got a notification on my computer and it was really loud in my ear and it scared me.
Well, we didn't hear it.
So good. I just needed to explain why I reacted like that. But I think the main suspect here would have to be Shane Gillis.
Right.
Even though later in the video, he said even Shane Gillis could have done it. And then he was like, but I don't think he did. Well, or like, of course. He hopes he didn't or something.
Of course, but you would hope that your vice president wouldn't betray you. But he's in the perfect position to want to do that.
Right. He has the most motive.
Yeah. I agree. Opinion. And it seems like some shit Shane would do. Assassinate a president? Absolutely.
No.
We're going to get flagged because I've said terrorist and...
Probably.
Oh, my. But, yeah. I mean, that's basically all it was that he was... saying that he's resigning. He looks so, like, Ari Shaffir looked like a totally different fucking person with his nose pressed down like that. Like, the way he was bandaged
it was weirding me out because I didn't know if it was just smushing his face or if he was, like, swollen from having plastic surgery.
Yeah. I was like, he had, like, I don't want to say Artie Lang nose because that's, like, gone, but, like, the shape of Art, you know how, like, I don't know, just the way that it looked, it reminded me of Artie Lang.
But then it had me thinking, like, what does Ari's mouth normally look like? Because even his lips looked, like, really swollen.
I have never paid attention to Ari's lips before until this video.
Yeah, and it was, like, that was all I could focus on, was, like, the bottom of his nose and his lips.
Yeah, and I was like, that all that could easily be done with, like makeup and stuff, but it actually looked swollen. So then it's like, did he, I don't know, like, did he just like, because his nose didn't even just look pushed down. It looked swollen. It looked like you said, like plastic surgery of some kind. I don't know. I don't think he got shot, but he definitely got beat up or something.
I think he just used a fake assassination as a cover to go get some South American plastic surgery.
But like, of like, he, I don't know, he doesn't need plastic surgery. His face wasn't fucked up. I mean, his nose was too big, but
yeah, but you only noticed that when he,
yeah, his profile. Yeah. I don't know, he looked fucked up. Crawling out of his little hole. Sorry.
Oh no.
I don't know. That's pretty much all I had to say about it, was that I wrote down all the names.
You did so much work to do that.
It took so much work. I slowed it all the way down on YouTube and then recorded it on my phone in slow motion and then slowed it down again to get the fucking list of names. I wanted to know.
I'm sure everyone will appreciate you doing that, because I'm sure all of us wanted to know. It was too fast to read. Like, I caught a couple of things.
I saw Zach Amico's name. That's what caught my attention, because it was like right at the end.
I saw the word chlamydia, and I think I saw Bert Kreischer.
I saw Bert Kreischer and Zach Amico.
I never saw Zach. I never saw Gillis. So thank you, because I was very curious, but I wasn't going to do all that work.
That's where my brain goes autistic. When it's like stuff like that, I'm like, I have to know what that said.
Yeah, I know. You're a creep.
I am. I will fucking zoom in. I pay attention to reflection and glasses and shit. Oh. But yeah, so.
Oh, okay. So, don't forget about our contest. Make us something. You can get our used RU Garment shirts.
We won't wash them before we send them to you, so they smell like us and everything.
Yeah. So make it'll us something great. Real good so you can win, okay?
It can be anything, but just make it good. Don't just draw some stupid picture.
Yeah.
Draw a nice picture.
Yeah. Don't be mean. You're not going to win if you're mean.
Yeah. We're the judges here.
Yeah.
And we're not basing off who was the meanest.
No.
Unless it's funny. Unless it's the funniest.
It has to actually be funny, though. And most of the people who think that they're hilarious are really not.
And by funny, we mean funny to us, not funny to you losers. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm hot. I'm getting agitated.
It's the hoods.
My neck is so sweaty right now.
Gross. Sorry.
Oh gosh.
Okay, but yeah, so don't forget the contest. Do that, please. What else? What else do we need to tell our simps to do?
Oh yeah. Make sure you buy the Loser J Gomez shirt from teespring.com/. I don't even know if it's Skank Skanks Podcast or S. I think it's Skank Skanks Podcast. It might be SSP. Yeah. I don't know. The links are everywhere. Yeah. Those are completely gone forever. December 31st. You have time, but I mean, just go ahead and do it.
Yeah. Get it for, you could get one for everyone in your family for Christmas.
Yeah.
They won't know what it's about, but.
They'll think it's funny.
Yeah.
Or you know what you could do? I have a great idea. Everybody buy a Loser J Gomez shirt and just send it to Gas Digital Studios in whatever size you want. Somebody will be able to fit in it. And on Teespring, they go from sizes extra small to a 4XT.
What if Lewis just sells them?
I don't care. there. We already got the money from buying it the first time.
There you go. Then he can put more food.
Dish towels.
Money. Money in his baby's mouth. He always Come says rice. You're taking money out of my kid's mouth. And everyone's yeah. like, stop feeding your kid money.
So. Yeah, there was something. I don't remember if it was on Rap. I feel like it was because I feel like Zach said it. And he was like, quit feeding James Nichols. Oh, yeah. But so, okay, contest. Loser J. Gomez. Our holiday shirts are out. They're so cute. They're a little SSP with a little tiny Santa hat. They're so cute. And they say, ho, 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 I'm back.
Because everyone calls us sluts and whores. So yeah. It makes sense, okay?
And somebody was like, why didn't you, I think it was Male Alex. He was like, why didn't you put ho, ho, ho as in like H-O-E? Mm-hmm. Because that's not fucking Christmassy.
Also, who wants to wear that?
Yeah. Who's going to wear ho, ho, ho on the back?
I don't know. Whatever.
And there's also actually another new shirt on Teespring. Our Gash Analog shirt is on Teespring.
It's so stupid and ridiculous. Go get one.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb. But I have seen that we have sold some. I looked. I was shocked. I was like, I'm surprised anybody bought those. But I love it. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yay. Thank you. And you're welcome.
You're welcome.
For everything that we do for you.
Bye.
Bye.